Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Thanks for joining me for the Smarter Business Moves podcast. If content marketing is part of your growth strategy, head over to my new podcast, Content Marketing School, and visit contentmarketingschoolonline.com for resources. Now let's get on with the show. Hi, I'm Annette Richmond. Thank you for joining me for the Smarter Career and Business Moves podcast. My goal is always to inform, educate, and inspire. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are joining us from. My name is Annette Richmond, and this is the Smarter Career and Business Moves LinkedIn Live and podcast. And Sue, I am so excited to have you here with me today. I'm not exactly sure how we met, but we've gotten to know each other on LinkedIn. I think it might have been through mutual friends, but I know we have a few of those. And I know that, you know, you're mentor people, mostly people in transition, I should say. So, but for people who don't know you, please tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Thanks, Annette. I'm thrilled to be here. I love to talk about today's topic. Who am I besides Sue Griffey? I'm Sue Mentors, and I'm also the mentor with pom-poms. That's really important. I celebrate everything, big, small, and in between. I mentor globally. That means I reach into every corner of the world. My career used to be global, and I mentor professionals at all levels. The commonality is in transition. So whether you're just starting out and you want to get a job after grad school, or I'm mentoring a lot of women that are in their 40s and 50s that are trying to figure out their final career step, or maybe it's not their final one, but I have a great time doing it. Thanks for asking me to introduce myself.
Yeah, you know, it can be a challenge. I have really dramatically changed careers several times in my life, and I love the pom poms. When we were having sort of a pre-show chat, you gave me a little pom pom when I was telling you about, I think, speaking someplace or something like that. And it's, you know, it's really cool. It's you're never too old to have somebody be your cheerleader. I was a high school cheerleader, so I will admit that. So I had those pom-poms way back then, but you're never too old to really appreciate having somebody be your cheerleader. And, you know, we all need that. So, I thank you for choosing this topic. I love this topic. And one of the things that there's sort of a, I don't know if it's a clash, but somewhat of a difference of opinion is some, you know, experts, trainers, you know, what have you, they're very cautious about sharing their knowledge. You know, they think, well, if I share too much and I don't want to give away my trade secrets and I understand that, you know, I understand that. And then there's a whole other sort of class of thinking that's share everything. And one of the thoughts behind that is, you know, I can share how to do everything I do, but you're not going to be able to do it exactly the way I would. And so I just like to get your take on that whole, you know, I don't know if it's a disconnect. I don't know exactly what you're talking about. Two schools of thinking, I guess.
I probably fall more on the side that you fall on, Annette. I'm more likely to put things out there completely. And the reason for this is two. You never know who you're going to hit on the socials, especially with LinkedIn now, its algorithm, but all the socials we've been on are tinkering constantly. And you never know when people are going to find something that's useful for them. Most of the time when I share, or as we'll be talking about today, there's opportunities to comment what I say substantively. That helps people understand that there's ways to do it. And so I think for me, the people who guard it that's great. If they want to guard their 5P processor, 6D processor, whatever it is, fine with me. Most people want some connection with me, with you, with others directly. So if I put something out there and people want more information, I will get an email or I'll get a DM from LinkedIn saying, Sue, could you tell me more about this that you said you do in mentoring? And that's what they want. They want to see that we know enough about what we do that they feel comfortable approaching us for a next step, for potentially a job application in whatever way it is. But I also want to just temper that a little bit. I think people need to remember that whether you hold everything inside your gated garden, I guess they say, yes, or whether you give everything away, ultimately, it's the other side of the conversation. In this case, you, Annette, need, and the audience need to hear something that's going to resonate with you. I can give away everything free and people will hear me today and say, oh, maybe Sue's not my cup of tea. So it's got a dual purpose, but I'm all for giving information away free. And let me just acknowledge, I see two comments from LinkedIn. Ron Anderson is a fellow mentor that helps me in the mentoring that we do together. And John, who I've learned so much from and who's been a big supporter, probably is the real key for people who give everything away free and still provides value to a variety of people who aren't in his Espresso Plus group. So thank you for letting me mention that.
Oh, of course, of course. So I wanted to say, so hello to Ron, who's joining us from NS. I'm not sure where that
is. He's in Canada.
Oh, Canada. Yeah. Okay, cool. Cool. So so, and then we have hello from John Asperian, mentioning that we're both in the Friday Shout Club, which is kind of cool. And so we are international, even across the pond. So, thank you so much for joining us. And, it is thinking about, you know, keeping what you know. And there's so many people out there on LinkedIn, and some people call them lurkers. I prefer to call them learners, which is not, I didn't come up with that, but I've heard that's kind of one of the other things. And I like to think of people as that way too. They're out there learning. And I occasionally will get someone who contacts me and they're like, well, I really appreciate, you know, you posted this or you posted that. And they've never commented on anything. But, you know, even just getting a message saying this really resonated with me, you know, whether they hire me or not, it's really, it kind of makes your day. And I'm sure you know that. So let's jump into the commenting, because we talked before this, we had a little chat, and commenting was something that we were discussing. And, you know, I am one of those people who says, you know, if you're new, go out and start commenting and, you know, go beyond great post or, oh, I love it or whatever, and share something. But you kind of take it to a whole other level. So tell us about that.
Well, first, I want to start with the commenting and why there's so many learners who don't necessarily comment, at least in my experience. Even commenting feels intimidating to people, because they don't realize where the opportunities lie. So I want to be clear that we all come from a place where we had this same difficulty. I remember when LinkedIn started to value more commenting, when it changed a decade or so ago. Think about being at the top of a mountain road with lots of twists and turns. Usually if you're looking down the hill, which I did recently, you don't always see where you're going. You don't know what's behind there. And yet those hidden locations offer us some real opportunities. They're easy and they're approachable. I have two categories of things I like to talk about. One is one-time locations, and the second is the ongoing locations for what I call your expertise real estate. But I just want to stop there, because I want to acknowledge that this isn't easy for people. No one taught us to do this in school. And when people write formulas in their posts, it feels approachable. I've copied a lot of things and never taken them forward. It's good to have some examples of what people specifically need. So for each tip, I'm going to give you one recommendation, a one-line script to take forward.
Awesome.
Should we get started with our one-time locations? Well, we're in LinkedIn, so of course I'm going to, these are two LinkedIn things. And these locations, I call it one time because you're not going to not do it again, but you're going to set it up because you want to make sure that people get right from the time they view your LinkedIn profile. So the first box, what I call focusing on the first box, is your headline. Because still, with all the emphasis on how to write a headline, I work all the time with mentees around the globe who haven't yet understood the value of putting in either their chosen job title, or as some people I work with, I get them to write their career title. What do they want to be known as, irrespective of what job they've been hired into? That's a one-time change, at least not, you don't change it all the time. The second place, no surprise, is your about section. We all know, hopefully, the first 3 to 4 lines, you want to have impact. And many of the people I work with are knowledge workers. We don't have products. We don't have sales. We're not doing $1 million in 50 B2B companies. What you can use are adjectives and adverbs that help you talk about impact in those first 3 lines. Many projects, several companies across 5 time zones, continually or repeatedly hold community meetings. Those are beginning to put your expertise out. Remember, I gave the title of proving your expertise by providing your expertise. This is where you start to provide it in small ways. So let me stop there. That's the one time.
Okay. And, you know, it is interesting when you think about that, because, you know, LinkedIn calls it the headline for a reason. You know, and it follows you around LinkedIn. If I am commenting on your post, then, you know, my headline or the first, you probably know exactly how many characters. I don't. I know that follows you wherever you go. And, you know, I tweak mine all the time and change it a little bit here and there. But it is so important that you want people to, know kind of what you do and what you're looking for. So why don't we go on to step 2?
Great. The ongoing locations, and I call them ongoing because you're offered these opportunities every day. We are living in front of our screens. We're all in boxes like today, no matter what platform you use. So we have, in many ways, a captive audience, and I don't think we think of that necessarily. So the first one is probably my favorite one, and that is chat box real estate. We all go to webinars where they say, introduce yourself, tell you what, you know, location you're in, what's the weather there. That's great. Put in your LinkedIn URL, that's better. What people who watch, all of us, have the opportunity to actually take over the chat box in 2 ways. One is what I call self-reflective commenting. This is listening to the speakers and highlighting anything the speaker said that's important to you, but not just saying, that's so important, or I found this too, because the chat ends up not knowing what you're referring to sometimes. Give the reason that it resonated with you. And the reason for doing this is, I call it self-reflective because it's your own learning, but people are also seeing you contribute to the conversation. The second one is my big hidden gem, I think. This is where you begin to put your expertise out. You can use the yes and that I learned comedy people have to rehearse. But you say, yes, I found that too. And then give an example from your expertise. Expertise is your experience, your qualifications, and your skills. So you might say, when I recently took skill training, I learned that I shouldn't put X on the top of my resume or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So you have a way to now do what is really substantive commenting. People who see you in webinars, and some of us are on similar webinars over and over again, or on content webinars, will begin to recognize your name and recognize you for being one of the few contributors. And I know that even now, people don't often put themselves out there. John Aspiri made a comment about he knows that people are fearful and they're often ones that are thoughtful with things to say. Mm-hmm. So I tell people, this is, again, an undervalued, underused, even now after 3+ years on virtual meetings, that people can put their expertise out there. And guess what? It's small, bite-sized chunks, you know, 1 or 2 sentences, a phrase, whatever. So let me stop there before I go on to the second ongoing location, see if you had any comments.
Yeah, so I just want to say hello to some people in our audience. As Jeff Young, I know he's a mutual friend of ours, who we love. Yes, give it all away. You get so much more back that way. And, you know, that is so true. And as you mentioned, you know, John has commented, it's a shame that some people don't comment for fear of not having anything interesting to say. And we're going to get to that a little bit later in our conversation. And they're often the most thoughtful people. And then I want to say hi to Renee. It's so great to see you. Thank you for joining us. So back to our conversation. We had since it popped up, the idea of people having nothing to say, and people are so worried about being judged. You know, they're worried that if I post something, what are people going to think? Are they going to criticize me? Or are they going to think I'm smart? Are they going to think I'm stupid? You know, and yeah. Whatnot. And, you know, I think about it. One thing is, first of all, people are mostly nice. They're not waiting for, you know, me to say something that they disagree on so they can pounce on me and correct me or whatever. And it's also, people are thinking about their own stuff. You know, they're not, you know, people aren't on LinkedIn going around saying, okay, who is saying something that I don't agree with or whatever. You know, they're thinking about their own stuff, what they're going to say, their comments, maybe they're, you know, people they're connected with. So if you had something else you wanted to add, that's fine. If not, I'd like if you can help people who just have that problem. They don't know what to say, and maybe some ideas of things that they can do to kind of get that jump started.
I'd love to. Actually, my second tip in ongoing is substantive commenting. But let me give you some ideas for things. One of the easiest ways to start to feel comfortable is every time your friend graduates or your colleague gets a job or someone gets an honor, something on LinkedIn, I see, we all see it. Congrats. That's great. You'll be great. Remember, 8 to 12 words. That's what Richard Vanderblom told us. 8 to 12 words. So tell them why you'll be great. Excited for your new job that you're bringing your content management skills to. So it just implies, oh, I know this person. And you're boosting for the person as well, the person who posted it, that they have that. So talking about transitions substantively will get you noticed. And I think if I'm correct, the newest change to the algorithm a few weeks ago is now even valuing comments even more, which is fabulous. The second way you can do it would be to comment on something that someone posts. And for me, coming from public health and research, a lot of my colleagues and friends post articles or post about research or projects that they're doing. Those are, in my experience, the people feel second. That's like the second most safe way to comment. Oh, that's a great article. I read that too. But that's a great article. I read that too. Doesn't say why it was so important to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I worked in Kenya and look at how far they've come, or just something that says a connection with the person who posted it and why the content was important. So that, again, puts your expertise out there. And don't forget, none of us have said this, I think, today, but comments live with our posts. Comments live with LinkedIn Lives. So people will see them over and over again. I mean, it is in many ways for us, those are good content management systems for getting our expertise out in bite-sized chunks. The third area is now moving beyond commenting, but taking a comment you wrote. For example, the other day I wrote something about mentoring and I thought, oh, I should turn this into a post, but I didn't yet. But we all get that advice. And I think that people forget a post doesn't have to be very long. It could be two or three sentences. I probably could have taken that paragraph and put one summary at the bottom. And it's a good way to dip your toe in the water, or put your finger in the hot water, whatever way you test things out. So those are three pretty easy, low barrier to entry ways to start to feel more comfortable. And I do get mentees that I work with who will start doing that once they feel that their LinkedIn profile is more visible. Let me stop there and see. I know you've got ideas too.
No, I love that because I do that myself. If I make a comment, you know, I try to be thoughtful in my comments. And one of those things too is when you're saying something, it actually shows you read it. And that you're not just saying, oh, great post. Like, let me just put my name on here so people will see it. But I do that too. If I comment on something and I think, oh, that was kind of thoughtful what you just said, I copy it and I put it in a file to expand on it. And for people, I do that also with collaborative articles. If people are contributing to those, I'm lucky to be one of the people doing that. Now, you know, you can take things and string them together. And expand on it because, you know, often for me anyway, if I'm reading maybe I'm reading your post and it makes me think about something and I say, oh, okay, let me talk about it, but let me give like my take on it. And so I think it's people are so nervous about content and what can I say, but it's kind of everywhere.
It is. But remember, these people are still trying to figure out if they feel they have something to share. One opportunity that I'm glad is still there, I was afraid when they changed sharing to repost, but I always tell people, always repost with a comment. And that at least gets them to see that they have value in sharing something that someone else did. And when you repost with a comment, it for you is a way to start feeling like your post is out there without being too visible. Mm-hmm. It is really hard to get people from the reading, learning stage of watching all of our feeds, literally reading them, to then moving to making the first comment. But I think when what happens that mentees tell me happens for them is, oh, I didn't realize I connected. An old friend of mine from graduate school commented, and now they've reconnected. So there's a lot of feedback that you get in commenting that helps you feel more comfortable that, as you said earlier, Annette, people are kind, people are all in the same boat, and most people are thinking about themselves and not what you've written.
You know, it's true. And I'd love to see this. We have people chatting in the comments, talking to each other, which is always so cool. And we're so happy to see that. And, you know, one thing also that I think of as a strategy for people sometimes if they're, you know, not ready to sort of create their own original content is to curate content. So if you might want to share something like an article in health and wellness or something, but also you're not just posting it, but you're sharing why you're sharing it and your thoughts on it. So what do you think of that idea?
I love that idea. And for me, in the world that I come from of research and public health, sharing not just refereed journal articles, but articles that have been done by donors about results that are working globally. Those people feel really comfortable to do, but you're right, they've got to share an insight. I was pleased to see that stigma around this disease has improved, as we've shown in this article from mm-hmm. Laos or mm-hmm. whatever. And so all my examples are global right now, but I'm trying to get more global professionals participating on this platform. So thanks.
Well, LinkedIn is a, you know, it is a global platform. And, you know, look, I think that, you know, and I just read a post by Cher yesterday talking about this, some of this stuff, and, you know, and people talk about having imposter syndrome, and I've never met anyone, and I work with a lot of successful people, who doesn't have it from time to time, that we look at our posts and go, oh gosh, should I say that or not? But one thing that that has been described to me is to kind of think of it as a pyramid. And so I may not be at the top of the pyramid, but maybe I'm kind of in the middle, but maybe I can help the people that are kind of near the bottom. And so it's not, you know, it's not so much that, oh, you have to know everything. And I think that maybe some advice that was given to me is that if you think of it when you're doing a presentation, whatever, of you trying to help other people, that it can help you be less self-conscious or concerned or afraid or whatever.
I love that point. I think that's great. And as you were talking, I'm reminded that recently LinkedIn changed the format of our activity, getting to activity. So in the old days, when someone hadn't posted in 90 days, it said, you know, that you hadn't posted. A lot of people who don't post do write comments. And now there's a way for all of us to see that, because when I get a connection request, I will go look and see what they're posting on and see. Now I can at least see if they're commenting. So commenting is a halfway step, and especially where they can see themselves as putting things out that will help other people. I want to just emphasize what you, I think, said, implied. That is, we all have our expertise, and it's up to you to take control and use your professional development and put it out there for all of us to consume. Maybe not everybody will listen. I know not everybody will listen to this LinkedIn Live in replay, but it's something that there are some people on here commenting. We know they're interested, and I value that.
Yeah. And, you know, this is also on my podcast, so a lot of people will listen to it there as well. So as our friend Jeff says, content is king, but comments are the queen of LinkedIn. I love that.
Yeah.
And John Asperian clarifies it for us. The first 40 characters is the most important. It's not exact, it depends on your device and magnification setting. So and a lot of other people saying, you know, yes, comments come. Here's one person, Ari, who says, please be brief. Some comments are so long-winded. I will say I am guilty of that occasionally. If it's something I feel strongly about, where I will go on and on a bit with my commenting. So, Sue, we are almost at the end of our time. It goes by so fast. You shared some great tips, techniques, advice. And we went over, you know, I think a lot of important topics, but I always like to ask people if there's something that you would like to share that you think is important that we have not discussed yet.
I just want to say to the audience that you'll hear this and you'll say, oh, Sue, everybody says that. We all started on this platform and others trying to understand how to use it. So come on in, the water's fine. You've seen the comments today. All the people who are here are people that I have incredible respect for and have learned so much from in the last few years. Start commenting. And here's what I can promise you. If you comment on something and you tag me, I will try to help amplify it for you, because that's also the value in commenting. If I see something in my feed and we're connected, I'm going to try to help amplify it for you, so that not only will you get positive reinforcement that you should put it out there, but I do not amplify it unless I think it's something worth sharing. Try it. If you have problems, DM me and I'll try to look at it before you post it, but go ahead and post it.
And you know what? I love that too. And one thing that I want to mention, because every once in a while I find this, if you do post your own content or share an article or whatever, and people comment on it, respond.
True.
Because so many people just don't do that. And it's really, one of the things that I think about often, and I've heard it said a few different ways, and Brenda Meller is the one who always springs to mind, that a lot of us think of LinkedIn as kind of this 24/7 event that's going on. You drop in, you say, you look around and whatever. And, you know, you wouldn't go if you were at a live networking event, you know, and you said something to me or I heard you saying something. I wouldn't go up to you and say, oh, great, great comment there, Sue, and walk away. And it's just, and if people start to think about it as more humans on there than like connections, I think, you know, what do you think about that before we go?
I think that's great. I love that analogy. I never thought about it, but yeah, we wouldn't just walk up to, I wouldn't walk up to Annette and say, hey, love that post the other day. Yeah, that's great. I love it. Perfect way to close.
Well, thank you so much to everyone who has been here with us and shared your thoughts as well. We really appreciate it. And for everyone else, I will be seeing you again. Sue, thanks so much for joining me today. It's been such a treat chatting with you.
I've really enjoyed it. I'm just going to say to your listeners, happy to have you connect with me on LinkedIn. I love to get more connections so we can help you comment substantively.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Smarter Career and Business Moves podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe.